Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
Attention all shoppers at the Teasdale Department Store. The store will be closing approximately half an hour from now. Please start heading to the nearest cash register so that your purchases can be processed before 8 o'clock. We'll be open once again tomorrow beginning at 9 a.m. Tomorrow also marks the start of our special summer hours, so we'll be closing at 9 p.m. until September 1st. Be sure to drop by tomorrow to take advantage of our summer sale. All items in the store will be marked down by at least 20%, and you can enjoy savings of 50% in the children's clothing department. Check out our website at www.teasdaleds.com for a full list of discounted items.
Number 71. What time is this announcement made? Number 72. What is happening tomorrow? Number 73. How much can shoppers save on children's clothing? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following traffic report.
It's 7 in the morning, which means it's time to inform commuters about local traffic conditions. If you're heading downtown, be sure to avoid Madison Avenue between 1st and 4th Streets. There's construction on the road, which is causing delays of up to a quarter of an hour for drivers. I recommend taking Maple Road instead. You have nothing to worry about there. If you intend to cross the river, traffic on the Fairmount Bridge is moving at a brisk pace, but it's a bit backed up on the Emerson Bridge. Finally, there was a minor accident at the intersection of Orange Road and Sugarloaf Lane, so be careful there. I'll be back at the bottom of the hour with another update.
Number 74. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"You have nothing to worry about there"?
Number 75. According to the speaker, where is traffic moving well? Number 76. When will the next traffic update take place? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
Good morning. I'm Stephanie Hirsch, the manager of the HR department here at Grover Tech. Let me congratulate all of you on successfully passing the test to become our newest workers. At today's orientation, you'll learn what it means to be a Grover Tech employee and what will be expected of you by your supervisors. But before we get started, I need everybody to fill out some forms. This paperwork will ensure that you can get paid and receive the benefits promised to you. It should take roughly half an hour to go over these documents. Once we complete the first step of today's orientation, then we'll go on a tour of the premises.
Number 77. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 78. What does the speaker want the listeners to fill out? Number 79. What does the speaker say the listeners will do later? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting. Before we conclude today's manager's meeting, there's one more thing about which I have to inform you. CEO Hanlon has decided to inspect our facility next Monday. We need to make sure that everything is running perfectly and that the building is perfectly clean and organized. I've written a schedule for the type of work I'd like to see done in the next few days. I'll email it to everyone once I return to my office. Please make your employees aware of what's happening and what they should do. In addition, inform them that should Ms. Hanlon speak with them during her tour, they should be polite and answer her questions as thoroughly as possible. Number 80. What will happen next week? Number 81. What will the speaker email to the listeners? Number 82. What should company employees do? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you tired of freezing during the cold winter months? Instead of staying home and watching the snow, why not take a trip to Bermuda? The Oceanside Resort in Bermuda recently opened, and we have a special offer for you. It simply can't be beat. Reserve any room for three or more nights, and we'll take half off your entire stay. In addition, we'll add a complimentary daily breakfast and provide you with a free tour of the island. The Oceanside Resort offers some of the best amenities on Bermuda, and you'll love our friendly staff. But act quickly, because this offer expires on December 31st. Visit our website for more information.
Number 83. What is mentioned about the Oceanside Resort? Number 84. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"It simply can't be beat"?
Number 85. What can guests receive free of charge? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following introduction.
It's my great pleasure to introduce Simon Palmer to everyone at our firm. Mr. Palmer comes to us at TPR Incorporated from Davidson Consulting, where he worked for the past 7 years. He specialized in dealing with clients interested in establishing branch offices in Europe and Asia. We expect him to do identical work with us. Mr. Palmer is new to Houston, so I hope some of you will take the time to show him around the city and to answer any questions he might have about living here. His office is room 302, so please be sure to drop by to greet him and to let him know who his new colleagues are.
Number 86. What is most likely true about Simon Palmer? Number 87. What is suggested about TPR Incorporated? Number 88. What does the speaker tell the listeners to do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following broadcast.
Thank you all for listening to Superstation 102.8. We're broadcasting across the country from coast to coast. I'm Ted McLean, the host of Talking with Ted. I've got a great show for you tonight as Deanna Wilson, the writer of the best-selling novel, The Gordian Knot, will be in the studio with me for the first half hour. She'll talk about her last work and answer questions from some lucky callers. After that, I'll be speaking with a local professor, Steve Simmons. Professor Simmons has discovered something interesting in his laboratory, and he's decided to break the news on this show. I'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors.
Number 89. What does the speaker mainly discuss? Number 90. What type of program does Ted McLean most likely host? Number 91. Who is Deanna Wilson? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk and directory.
I'm well aware of the fact that our new company ID cards aren't working as well as they're supposed to. Several employees have reported that their cards aren't even giving them access to their own offices. As a result, we're reissuing cards to every single employee here. We'll be doing that by department. Tina, your department is scheduled for this Friday. Everyone else will be getting cards issued next Monday and Tuesday. So, Tina, please be sure to inform me immediately if anyone in the marketing department encounters any issues with their cards once they receive them. All right, now let's move on to the weekly sales report.
Number 92. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 93. Look at the graphic. Which number should a person dial to speak with Tina? Number 94. What will the speaker probably do next? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and receipt.
Hello, my name is Sarah Bright, and I'm calling on account of a purchase I made at your store this morning. I bought several items, and I'm happy with all but one. Unfortunately, when I opened the box containing the set of dinner plates I bought, I noticed that half of them were broken. I didn't drop the box, so I believe they must have been damaged when I bought them. I'd like to exchange them for a new set, but I just realized the clerk neglected to give me a receipt when I was checking out. Will this be a problem when I return there? Please call me at 874-3737 to let me know. Thank you for shopping at Donaldson's.
Number 95. What is the problem? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which product does the speaker want to exchange? Number 97. What did the cashier fail to give the speaker? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and arrival board. Ms. Zuniga has informed me that the clients who are arriving today should be a bit late. Their plane was supposed to land at 2:30, but will instead be getting in at 4 o'clock. Apparently, heavy snow caused them to take off late. Dave, I'd like you to meet them at the airport. Stephanie was supposed to go there, but she can't because she was requested to visit the factory. Just meet the clients when they come out from the baggage claim area and take them to their hotel. They're staying at the Lambert Hotel down the street. If they request anything such as food, please assist them as best as you can. Number 98. Why is the client's plane late? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Where are the clients coming from? Number 100. What does the speaker ask Dave to do?
This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book.